Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on a Friday. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz are with you, as well as Max Power, producer, engineer, Jive Talk. Your opportunity to open the floodgates of your thoughts, opinions, observations, and reactions at 869-1240. Jive Talk brought to you by Wingstop at Ridge and Taft, where you can get delivery through DoorDash. We averted a disaster this morning on the roads, it feels like.
How so?
Wasn't too bad.
No, not bad at all.
So
we
thank
got
goodness.
Above freezing, so there's no ice, really.
Thank you for that weather update.
There will be.
We appreciate that. And the weekend's supposed to be a little warmer, so we'll see. We keep pushing along. Shockers, Houston tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Koch Arena. Houston, one loss in the conference, as does Wichita State have. Houston's one of those. This is a conference this year that looks like there are no really terrible teams and maybe no really great ones, although I still think the Shockers, when they're on their game, are the best team in the American.
Well, they should have Wichita State, Memphis, and Houston in the NCAA tournament, and we'll see if
a fourth team
anything
can
after
kick
that.
Its way in. Who would that fourth team be?
I have no idea. I don't think there's one even close right now, is there?
I don't think it's Cincinnati. I just think they're so inconsistent. Tulsa is a one loss. American
come
team.
On. Well,
come on now.
Come on.
You get on me for getting after Frank Heath. Why do you not think that they're...
Because Tulsa's not any good, that's why.
Well, I disagree. They beat Houston. You don't beat Houston if you're not any good. And Tulsa won on the road at East Carolina by 16. And you saw East Carolina come in here.
Yeah, they were athletic.
And almost beat the Shockers. So, you're wrong when you say things like that, Jeff. You just want, I think you want to.
They lost by 14 to Texas Arlington.
I think you want to get an audience. I think you want
to. They lost to Arkansas
I think you want to build a fan base. But I just don't think it's necessarily working for
they
you.
They lost to K-State.
I think you're wanting to kind of get in good with people. But certainly that's not the way to do it,
they
right?
Lost by
right,
31
Pastor Mike?
At Cincinnati.
Pastor Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a charter member of the Jeff Fan Club. Just wanted to call and.
I feel like Jeff at times tries too hard.
I think all of us probably do at times. So I think so.
Pretty. Yeah, but him more so than most. I'm not going to give up on this until you agree.
Yeah, I must say because it's the apple doesn't fall far, and so I think that's kind of a part of that, kind of natural. So. But not to digress, I just wanted to talk about the Chiefs, and I've always been very optimistic, but now this optimism is very well placed, and I'm pretty excited about going to Miami. And,
well, you should be. You should be excited.
Yeah,
this is a team that I think will beat Tennessee. I think they might even blow out Tennessee, I'm going to be honest with you. That's the feel I have for this game. And then they're better than both San Francisco and Green Bay, but on any given day.
They're about equal to San Francisco.
No, they're better than San Francisco. They have more. Listen, they have more.
San Francisco's defense is about as good as the Chiefs' offense.
Please. Your reaction to that, Pastor Mike?
No, hey, and I want to be the correspondent down in Miami.
So you will go to Miami if the Chiefs win on Sunday?
Yes.
How about that?
I promised my wife. Got married. Yeah, I will go.
Who will you take?
I'll buy tickets to the game.
Who will you take with you?
My wife, and we'll go. My son might go as well, but take my wife, and only buy tickets. but just do all the other festivities. I don't know if I can afford a ticket. It's pretty pricey. But
hey,
hey,
this is a once-in-your-lifetime opportunity. You got to buy tickets.
You'd think, but I don't know. I just, they're so expensive. It's just hard to enjoy it when it costs so much money. But the other parts of it.
Well, I got an idea. I got an idea. Pass the plate around two or three times this Sunday.
You know, we've actually hinted at that, but I don't know if it's gone over very well. And so we've talked about that and a GoFundMe page, and neither one seemed to necessarily really strike a chord.
Probably
hey,
not.
To be depressing, but I did sincerely want your input on now the rumor that Tony La Russa was doing this cheating back for the White Sox and how that makes you think of him as your beloved Cardinals manager.
Well, it's insinuated or he's been accused by Jack McDowell, who Jeff says never played for Tony La Russa.
No, never happened.
In Chicago. So I don't know if this is a vendetta. I don't know enough about it. It strikes me, listen, nothing's impossible. It would certainly make me think less of Tony La Russa, but I'm not as convinced about this one as I am the others.
I was listening to late night radio the other day. Maybe you heard that, and you know the story as well, but this was taking place way back when Willie Mays was playing, and there were guys out on the scoreboard, and they were flashing down the signs, and that led to, I guess, the Bobby Thompson home run, and it's been documented. A guy on his deathbed said that he was doing that, and they were flashing the signs that long ago. So it seems like this has been something that's been around for a long time, I mean, obviously forever and ever. So,
yeah, thanks, Pastor Mike.
Excuses it. Yeah, I was just curious. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I think I'm over it now.
When I played high school baseball, we tried to steal signs on the days we weren't pitching. Now, I wasn't very good at it, but there was a pitcher on our team who was, and it was something we tried to do in the early 1970s, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I mean, trying to steal signs has always been a part of the game, but doing so electronically and taking advantage of the latest and greatest technology, that's cheating. It's not cheating to try to pick up what you're doing as a pitcher, your tendencies, what the signs are. That's not cheating. That's gamesmanship. That's baseball.
Right. I remember. Yeah, I'm over this topic too now. Can we please move on?
Well, you never tried to steal a sign in your life.
Are some of the Cyclones coaches?
Brad
did it.
Smith was very good at stealing
signs. Couldn't care less about stealing signs. Didn't care.
Right, but Brad Smith liked to try.
Okay, well,
when
that's,
we played on the Cyclones,
Pat Hurd did it.
Sure, that's what. But that's okay.
But if you're laying down a one and you tell the batter that the fastball is coming, I guess that's okay.
But with runners on base, you do things differently.
You think
even
so.
Our team with the Cyclones changed the signs.
All right.
We gave multiple. You see, you're not even involved in that. I was the brains behind that outfit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you're going to change up the sign.
I was out in center field, and if they hit the ball to me, I'd try to catch it. That was my only.
So you never checked the signs that we were giving pitchers?
No.
Not to know that maybe if a changeup's coming, I need to be aware so I can break on this ball a little easier.
I knew where to play.
That's one of the problems with you as a player.
What?
You weren't trying to get every advantage you could get.
I wasn't studious. I don't
legally.
Care about advantages. Just
legally.
I didn't take creatine. I don't care. I don't do any of that stuff.
So here's what you have back to the basketball. Here's what you have right now in the American. Four teams at 3-1. Wichita State, Tulsa, Memphis, Houston, Cincinnati 3-2. So it shapes up as an interesting rest of the season in that conference. I think.
Well, yeah, it's going to be an interesting rest of the
season.
It's
so much more fun.
Teams are going to lose on the road.
Don't even want to talk about the Valley anymore.
Well, they quit bringing it up.
Well, I covered the Valley for so many years, and at the end, every game was tedious, so boring. Now, tomorrow, you got Houston coming in. That's going to be a whale of a ball game.
Yeah, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be on television. I think that's ESPN2.
It's going to be on television. Game's on television.
But
you're acting like that's a big deal.
Some of the games are on the CBS Sports Network. Some of the games are on ESPNU. Excuse me. This one's on ESPN2.
What in the world are you talking about? I mean,
talking about lesser networks that carry games.
I don't know that I've never once considered. I got them all. I got all those channels. If it's on the CBS Sports Network, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's the Big East channel.
Did you enjoy the Coach's Clinic?
No, because those guys are way past their point of relevance.
Yeah, they
tried. No offense to Steve Lapis or Pete Gillen. Love them both. But they're also big time. You know, it's they're Easterners. They're talking like, I mean.
What's Pete Gillen most known for?
Being the basketball coach at Providence.
Nah, certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to
right,
Beaver.
Well, that's
reruns.
Right. Yeah.
That's what he's known for. Just celebrities and stars out of people.
Well, he is a star. Love the guy personally.
Pete Gillen?
Oh, yeah.
You've met him?
Oh, please.
Have you met him?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know him well, but I've met him.
Are you one of those guys, one of those media members? Hey, Pete Gillen. Hey, bud.
Never.
Nice to meet you, Pete.
Never.
Yeah, you were. You went talked
no,
to
No, I wasn't a name dropper, although I'll not.
I'm not saying you go up to him and say, I'm just for our listeners. There's Pete Gillen. I better go shake his hand. I better go say.
Didn't know him that well. Now, Dick Vitale, I did. I had numerous instances of being around Dick Vitale.
And, at Kansas,
and again,
probably.
Well, he came to a game, I think he called two Wichita State games back in the day.
All right. Did some appearances here.
Let's get Steve on. Steve, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I just added both of you to my new Twitter account, so add one more to each.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
That's Steve Schad, correct?
Steve Schad.
Steve Schad, yeah. Hey, I know, Bob, you're a huge Wings fan, so you won't want to talk Wings soccer.
Let me say this about that before you even ask your question. I'm a big fan of what the Wings brought to this community and the success they had. I don't think we'll ever see anything like it. And I want the current incarnation of the Wings is nothing like that.
No, it's not.
I just want to get that out there. And I don't really know why, except I think a lot of people in town think, oh, we got the Wings back. Well, they're back, and more power to them. They're undefeated. They play Sunday at the Hartman Arena, and good luck to them. But this isn't the MISL.
No, but if they advance, which they own the rights to the MASL, with Kansas City and San Diego and all those MISL teams, so if they do well enough this year, they've got a chance to advance.
Then we're talking about something.
A little.
Yeah. So,
but nothing like the heyday of the Wichita Wings, Steve, of which you were a major part of.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it was pretty close that opening night, but, you know, you're smaller arena, so you can't compare it to sold-out Kansas Coliseum, but it's pretty damn good atmosphere.
Now, are you involved with this club in any way?
I am not. I just have kind of got a passion for them. I went to that opener, and I've become a fan. I'm actually going to join their watch party for the Chiefs on Sunday instead of staying home. And
now, where are you going for that?
The Hartman Arena Bar. So they're having a watch party before the game at Sunday because Chihuahua already had airline reservations and couldn't change their travel plans Sunday.
Okay.
So airline.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Schad?
Well, they do play Saturday night. That's the big game against Chihuahua. So that's probably the one more people are likely to go to because Sunday's game conflicts. But Saturday's game should be a great crowd.
Chihuahua.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Catch you later.
869-1240 is the number. If you've got – listen, it's Jive Talk. We don't care whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, however you want to approach it, whatever.
I was asked today if we'd be going to Miami if the Chiefs win, going down a radio.
Who asked you that?
I'm not going to give that away.
Well, it couldn't have been anyone very intuitive. Well,
no, I mean, it wasn't necessarily asked.
I don't want to throw anyone
serious.
Under the bus.
It wasn't necessarily asked
so
seriously.
One of those, you going to Miami if the Chiefs win?
No, not at all.
Or
like
was
that.
It? Hey, man, do you guys get to go to Miami?
No,
with the
really
Chiefs?
None of that. Just mostly.
So, what was the tone?
Kind of just jokingly. Not
really
joking.
Well, that was the first
tone.
So, you get to go to Miami if the Chiefs win? That's the tone.
No, not like that.
Well,
not,
that's the joking.
Not some
tone.
Idiot joking that thinks they're funny. Like a real, like, hey, you guys can go to Miami, that kind of thing.
Well, that's not a tone. That's not a funny tone.
Oh,
what
just
I
trust
did
me,
is a funny tone.
It's a funny person. This is a funnier person than you.
Come on. I think you're the person you talked to today. In your opinion, is funnier than I am.
I think so.
Why are you? Why do you do that to me?
Why?
Because you do that. You do that all the time.
You're funny. He's
no,
funny.
No, no. Don't try to retract it. Here's what you
you say. People are funnier. You say I'm not funny. How about that?
You're sort of. You're funny.
Sort
at times.
Of funny. I'm
you've
hilarious.
Got, you've got some. You've got a decent sense of humor. I don't think it's. I don't think it's quite on par with mine.
I'm one of the funniest people I know.
I don't. I think most people who know us both would probably say I'm funny.
I don't think so.
But I don't know that for sure.
I don't think so. Most people your age think maybe you're funnier, and the people my age think
Do
I'm
Do people
funny.
Who are younger think I'm funny?
I wouldn't
Would
think
Would people
so.
In their 20s, 30s, even younger than that, if asked a direct question without me in the room, okay, because they don't want to hurt my feelings, obviously, so if I'm there, they're going to say, yeah. But if you got a group of 50 20
like
plus,
a focus group, an anonymous to,
yeah,
flip focus
who
group.
Listen to this show. Let's say there are 50 listeners in their 20s who listen to this show, and you ask them in a focus
Get
group
Get to your
setting,
thing. Good grief.
Is Bob funny? How many of those 50 would say
I don't
yes?
know, 20.
So that's 40%.
It's not bad.
Of that group, how many would say you're funny?
21 or more.
So in the age range of 50 or older, how many would say I'm funny?
20.
Same number?
Yeah, just a few less for me. Probably 18.
Well, that's too bad. I thought the number would be higher for sure.
Well, maybe. But if I told you who it was, and maybe I will, I probably will. You
You'll
know
tell
that.
Me. I can
you,
always
you
pull it out of
you.
You
know that it's a funny person.
I can always pull it out of you.
Just can't on the air because we got a, you know, a relationship lack thereof to uphold.
So, of the two games this weekend in the NFL, I see one as a blowout and one as a close game.
You said the 49ers were going to run away with the...
The more I think about that game, the more I think it's going to be closer because I just think Aaron Rodgers is that kind of a player.
He's not a game manager at this stage of his career, but he's not a super dynamic quarterback the way he used to be.
He's
a really, really good quarterback.
He doesn't have quite the weapons he's always had either.
He doesn't, but...
You got to have the weapons to be the dynamic quarterback. I mean, I'll give all the credit in the world to quarterbacks, but if you don't have the weapons, Patrick Mahomes has weapons. Now, would he be a very good quarterback if he didn't have some of these guys and just had more average receivers? Yes, I still think he would. But look at Tom Brady. He had nothing this year.
How many years do you think Aaron Rodgers has been in the league?
Well, he's been in the league a long time. He's been a starter for about 11 years.
Yeah, this is his 12th year as a starter, and he's been in the league 15 years. That's crazy to me to think that he was drafted long ago.
You want
to
give me some credit for you thought you had me?
No, not necessarily. But to say Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't seem like a aging guy, and to say he's been in the league 15 years, that's pretty crazy.
Now we were going to try to get Jill Larson on the show for the next segment. She is not available today. She, of course, is coming to the 150 for 150 event. And listen, it's not like all of you know her. She played at North back in the 1970s, but she was a tremendous all-around athlete at North when girls sports were just kind of getting started in a lot of places. Remember, when I was at Derby High School, we had girls gymnastics, girls tennis. We didn't have girls basketball, didn't have a softball team, didn't have a volleyball team. That's in 1973.
Right.
At Derby. So Jill was a tremendous athlete back in the early days of girls athletics in the Wichita City League. She'll be with us Tuesday.
Good.
All right, we have a break coming when we return. How about a little NBA recall?
Really? How about a little who sang it?
Let's bring back NBA Recall for a
segment. That's not as fun as who's saying it, but I guess.
All right, NBA Recall coming up next, The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.